guys, today is the 25th day of May 2020. It's been 2 weeks since I put out my last podcast. Sorry about that. So today I'm just going to practically carry along what has kept me through this lockdown. When it first started, as you guys all know, I'm currently serving, and due to the pandemic, I'm at home. And for those of you who don't know what service is, it's actually National Youth Service Corps, a one-year program you do after graduating from uni. So I went to camp in Adama, but we were asked to come back home because of the pandemic, so I've been at home. So when the whole thing started and Kaduna was put on a lockdown, I think it was last week in March, I was like, okay, this isn't bad. I don't have to, you know, stress about thinking of how I'm going to like return to my place of primary assignment where I'm going to work and all, and I get to rest from camp stress. So I was kind of excited. So the first 1 week it was like, well, yay, we can do this. Then I would say I got bored, but I wanted something. I wanted more jets than I wanted spicing it up. So I went back to my first love, radio. I love listening to the radio, so I went back to that, and I would listen to Sound City and BBC. BBC for the news and Sound City for music. I did that for like 3 weeks. It was going well. Then I got, you know, overwhelmed with the news and everything, so I stopped listening to BBC, and then I would listen to Sound City. But I noticed that they were repeating songs a lot, and it just got bored of it, and I'm like, okay, I'm not doing this shit. And they wouldn't interview, because obviously we were under lockdown, so no one's going anywhere, so it was just music and, you know, few talk here and there and blah, and adverts and awareness about the whole coronavirus. So that happened. Then I shifted to working out, because I noticed, okay, I was adding weight and stuff, and I just didn't feel fit. I just felt heavy. So I started watching workout videos and, you know, following people to exercise on Insta. So that kept me going. I still do. That's still a part of my routine now. Then, obviously, I love reading books or novels. I love reading novels, and I love books in general. So I had a couple of books I got since house job period, as housemanship, which is a program you do after finishing med school. You do 1 year in the hospital. So I got some books which I haven't read, and I said, okay, this will be a perfect time to actually read them. So I started with Smart Money Tribe. It was in between. I read that, followed by Beyond My Dreams by Jumoke Adeniwo. Then I read Breakfast in Bed. This book has been with me for like 8 years. It was given to me by a friend. You know how someone's reading and I'm like, oh, I want to read this. Like, okay, take it, you can have it. And I never read it until now. So I read that. Then I read Aisha and John, which is romance. It was nice, you did get, but it's more like you would understand better if you stay in the north. Like, it will appeal to you more, my own opinion. So then after which I read The Alchemist, which my brother had given me 2 years ago. Oh, has been telling me, like, read this book, you need to read it. You know when you have something and it's like, it wasn't really appealing. Like, when I would start, I would drop it and I'll have to start again. Do you get? And eventually I got to read it, and the book makes plenty sense. I feel everyone needs to read the book. It has nuggets in it that will keep you through and drive you in life, if you get what I mean. Yeah, it's something everyone should read. I did that. Then I'm currently reading Lola and the Boy Next Door. It's not a bad read actually, but it's like a high school-ish college setting. That's the characters are between the ages of 19 to 22, so it's kind of it's okay. I think that's what, you know, made me stall in reading it. When I first got it, I don't even know, because I would randomly like watch reviews on books, and that's why I got the title of the book and the author and everything, and I bought it. But I bought it while I was hungry, but I never got to read it. So that's what I'm currently reading. It's not a bad read. I'm almost done, so not bad. I have other books to read actually. I have how to get over a boy, then I this one has a very like interesting title, How to Be Single, A Definitive Guide to Being Single. I am actually curious as to what the author has to say to me. Like, I'm wondering, okay, you know, then How to Be a Badass. Then I also have Still Me, which is a sequel to Me Before You, After You, and this is the third part, which is Still Me. I'm eager to know what's about, because I've read the first and second, so this is the third, so I'm eager. Then The Thing Around Your Neck by Chimamanda, yeah, so that as well. So I have a couple actually to go, and if you know me, I love books. Even if I don't get to read all of them, I just love seeing them, like, you know, in a shelf, and like, oh, or just the smell of new books, to just get me like, and then I love stationery, so that has, you know, kept me going, like reading. Then I now watch, I'm back to what I used to do. I, you know, watch book reviews, read book reviews online, just to see which book I might or might not be getting next. And I'm also currently reading, listening to a book on YouTube, Atomic Habits, which is not bad. I'm like 1 hour, 30 minutes into the book. I actually stumbled on it on Instagram through someone's feed, someone I follow, and then she like took a screenshot of a page of it, and I'm like, okay, let me go and check it out. I checked it, the reviews are awesome. I think they gave it a 4.5 over 5, and then I checked it out on YouTube, so I'm currently listening to that, which is nice, and I recommend it for everyone. Then what else has kept me going? Yes, I started cooking, so that has kept me as well, like, you know, with the whole fitness journey or healthy lifestyle. I started cooking my own, or making my own meals, so that has kept me going. I just try random stuff and I'm like, oh, mom tastes, you know, my sister-in-law and my mom they're like my sisters, if, and my brothers once in a while, so that has kept me going. And then, okay, I just, you know, would write things, my thoughts. I have a black book, I call it the black book, where I write my thoughts, my development that doesn't make sense. I just write my thoughts and things I, you know, I've done or yet to do, or what I would like to improve on, or what I have improved on, what I have learned, and all that. So I have a book for that. Then, okay, I also currently taking some courses online. Actually, I took something about COVID. That was the first course I took online. Then mother's health, maternal health after motherhood, or something like that, I took that. Then I'm supposed to start, okay, yes, then I'm currently doing basic life support, which is a course online as well. Then I'll do advanced life support, and then there's a couple of courses out there that I'm still thinking, okay, should I take it or not take it. So these are things that, you know, have kept me going during this pandemic. Then what else? Okay, I listen to preachings on YouTube. Pastor Todd, I think, if you know Transformation Church, yeah. So he has a series called Relationship Goals Reloaded. Like, listen to it every Mondays while, you know, cleaning up and stuff. They're currently on part 5. So today, yes, I listened to part 5. Then I'll just randomly search for other old messages and just listen to it. So that has really kept me going. I've done lots of talking, actually. I communicate with friends, but not as I used to. So now I think I'm like more into myself, and I kind of entertain myself, if that makes sense. So that's what I've just been doing, you know. Then I watch book reviews a lot. I would say a book on Roving Heights is where I actually get most of my books from, since I got back to KD or Nigeria, or wherever you want to, well, however you want to look at it. So that's where I get most of my books. So when they post like, oh, we have this book, I go to check, oh, is it nice, is it not nice, is it worth buying, is it not worth buying, and all that. So that's what I do. And once in a while I check up on my friends. Rather than chat or call, I'll just probably send a voice note, so it just contains everything, and then day, listen to it, and then reply me. So I'm just, you know, trying to enjoy life and stuff like that. So that's what has really kept me going, and it's been okay, good, not so bad. Obviously, we're all eager. Well, not me, right? Not Bisha, but we are, you know, we hope for the best, and we hope when everything's over, that's when the lockdown, let us go out, we go out to the world a better person. I think I now see life differently. What used to matter doesn't really matter no more for me. You know, I see life differently now and all that kind of stuff. I think me staying at home for a while made me fall in love with home again, and just being around my mom and dad, just helping out at home, has been nice. So that's my lockdown story as to what I have been up to, what I've been doing, online courses, reading, watching YouTube videos on, about books, exercise, diet, meals. Yeah, I watch a lot of cooking videos, like, okay, how to make this and that. So those are things that actually get to me. I do less of TV, actually. I just, you know, walk into the sitting room, they're watching this, and they're, okay, and I'm out. You know, like my book or my novels or whatever, the non-fiction and fiction books are my TV, that's what I say. And then when I read books, I try to take down new words, search, check the dictionary, pronunciation, how it can be used and all that. So that's what I've been doing technically. And yeah, it's been working for me. It's been how many months? It's been 2 months since the whole lockdown. So yeah, that's it. My next episode will be camping and, you know, coming back home, but I'll do it in 3 parts, so I should be recording that soon and putting it out there. But I hope you guys loved this episode, and till next time, bye.